Okay, you hardcore Olympic watchers, coming up this weekend is a two-man bobsled competition. The U.S. once dominated this event, back-to-back gold medals even, except that was at the 1932 and 1936 Olympics. Americans have not won gold since. But as the world's Jason Margolis tells us, the U.S. bobsled team in Sochi has a new weapon to help it end that drought. You might call it the ultimate sledding machine.
In our sport, every hundredth of a second is a hundredth that much closer to a medal or a hundredth that much further away from a medal.
If you look at the last Olympics in Vancouver, second, third place were separated by 1/100 of a second.
That's the difference between winning medals and losing medals.
Those are American bobsledders in a promotional video produced by BMW. Essentially, they're telling BMW why they've put their faith in German engineering, or rather, in the North American arm of a German multinational. That's the way global companies operate these days, right? The engineer tasked with building Team America's sled is Michael Scully. He works just outside of Los Angeles. He knows what it's like to go fast. He's a former race car driver. He'd never gone 90 miles per hour down a curvy, icy track, though. So when he got his new assignment, he went for a ride.
I just was simply not prepared for how quickly those forces happen. The sleds come onto a corner with such an immediacy. I mean, it's almost like you're in an accident each time.
Just spend a few seconds watching a video taken from a bobsled pilot's perspective, and you get what Scully is talking about. One American bobsledder described it as being shoved in a trash can and tossed down a mountain. Scientifically speaking, 5 G's are pushing down on the bobsledder. Unscientifically speaking, that's a lot of force. After 3 years of testing and tweaking, redesigning and testing and tweaking some more, BMW unveiled a sled that is smaller and sleeker, made of lightweight carbon fiber.
It really is a culmination of hundreds and hundreds of these little nuanced changes and optimizations that sort of come together and create an efficiency. Hopefully that's equal speed.
Scully and BMW won't reveal the exact changes they made. They don't want to give away trade secrets. They actually can't change all that much. Bobsleds still have to comply with size and weight regulations. Still, Darren Steele, the CEO of USA Bobsled and Skeleton, is excited about the tweaks to the new sleds, but he doesn't want to overhype it.
If it was just about the sleds, we'd sweep the medals, and I would say that's not a prediction I'm willing to make.
Steele says the two most important parts of bobsledding remain steering and the push, what the athletes bring to the table. Engineer Michael Scully agrees, but he says once the Olympians have his 375-pound sled moving along, his design team's work can shine.
If you have a great push, that can be facilitated by improved ergonomics. Are there things that we can do that really optimize that path that their feet take, for example, when they jump in there in a split second and reach their kind of final position?
It's the little things that can peel off those precious milliseconds. Scully is proud of the sled's aerodynamics, too. The team to beat in Sochi will be the Germans. They've won gold in the two-man bobsled at the past 3 Winter Games. Darren Steele with Team USA gets the irony if this is the year they dethrone the Germans, riding in a BMW.
I can tell you that when we brought the prototype out last year and it proved to be pretty fast, BMW, you know, the German team was asking them, hey, when are you going to build us a sled?
And if the Americans don't win, it's back to the drawing board. Hey, maybe they'll give Ford or GM a chance in 2018. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.